Marriage is the very heart of God's loving plan for humanity, Pope Francis told an estimated 45,000 people on Wednesday as he continued his catechesis on the seven sacraments. As has become tradition, the Pope toured among the cheering crowds in his open-top Jeep, alighting to greet a group of children who were vigorously waving flags and banners in greeting. In his general comments in Italian, Pope Francis noted the difficulties faced by husbands and wives today. He advised them to never let the sun set on an argument, to always remember to say please, sorry and thank you, and he asked for prayers to help them overcome life's trials.
Com'era? Permesso? Grazie? Scusa?
After his general catechesis, his comments were read out in English to those present.
Dear brothers and sisters, today we conclude our catechesis on the sacraments with the sacrament of matrimony, which brings us to the very heart of God's loving plan for the human family. The triune God created us, men and women, in his image and calls us to mirror the mystery of his love. Married couples carry out this vocation in a full and definitive communion of life. As one flesh, they become living icons of God's love in our world, building up the church in unity and fidelity. Christian marriage also reflects the mystery of Christ's own faithful and sacrificial love for his body, the church. Christian spouses thus receive a special consecration and a special mission. While a noble vocation, marriage is not an easy one. It must constantly be strengthened by a living relationship with the Lord through prayer, mornings and evenings, at meals, in the recitation of the Rosary, and above all, through the Sunday Eucharist. Today, let us pray for all families, especially those experiencing difficulties, so that by God's mercy, they can always be joyful models of faith, love, and generous service in our communities.
Saluto tutti i pellegrini di lingua inglese presenti a questa udienza, specialmente quelli provenienti da Inghilterra, Galles, Danimarca, Norvegia, Malta, Giappone, Canada, Stati Uniti. Sono lieto di accogliere la Federazione Cattolica per l'assistenza sanitaria negli Stati Uniti, nonché i sacerdoti dell'Istituto per la Formazione Teologica Permanente presso il Pontificio Collegio Nordamericano. Su tutti voi e sulle vostre famiglie invoco la gioia e la pace in Cristo nostro Signore.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims present at today's audience, including those from England, Wales, Denmark, Norway, Malta, Japan, Canada, and the United States. I am pleased to welcome the Catholic Healthcare Federation from the United States and the priests of the Institute for Continuing Theological Formation at the Pontifical North American College. Upon all of you and upon your families, I invoke joy and peace in Christ our Lord.
E voi, cari sposi novelli, gareggiate nello stimarvi e aiutarvi a vicenda. Grazie.
Pope Francis concluded with words of thanks to the Lord for the many families who continue to animate our Christian communities, providing a precious service and strong testimony of faith. I'm Emer McCarthy.